He'll wander around the wishing well down by old Kingsport town in a pleasant summer's evening, praying happiness is found. With its lovely woodland scenery and its little lake close by, where a wildfowl rest can make their nest in a sanctuary they enjoy. By bus and car they travel far to enjoy this lovely scene, as they look across to Barley Hill or out towards Inneskeen. The majestic castle on the rise there overlooks it all, where all around is golden brown what autumn leaves to fall. The pheasants walk where long ago the peacock moved with pride, as hand in hand the couple stroll along the riverside. When the evening sun begins to set, as lightning shadows tell, they'd sit for hours in the shade close by the wishing well. Was heaven made this lovely place? The truth to you I'll tell. The gentle breeze beneath the trees with scented air is filled. So far away the exiles pray, but soon they'll settle down and sit for hours in the Katie Tay.
Good afternoon, a very warm welcome to the show. You're listening to DJ Caroline. I'm here in the Magheny Studios, right near where the three counties meet. It's 17 degrees here today where I am. I'm wondering what the weather is like where you are. Sorry, we had a technical fault here, so I'm just a minute out. Or 2 minutes out starting. So we're going to start off with the Druids Fighter Size, about one of the best ladies in Ireland that Ireland will ever see, and such courage she's always shown. Here we go.
By the sea where the cold winds rise, I find her learn to hold her ground. The fire in her fists and steel in her eyes, she never let her doubt and sound. Drown at the beat of a champion's heart, at the roar of a homebound crowd. She carried her flag from the very start, and she makes her people proud. Katie Taylor, hear the nation's call, from Dublin town to Donegal. Your fighter's eyes light up. Pride, we know your name, they call your name, they call your name. Stadium lights and a thunderous crowd, she looked like she was 10 feet tall. When the bell rang out and the fight began, we all watched Serrano fall. Bruised and battered, you stood your ground, to stumble but you didn't fall. In Olympic rings, the crowd did sing as you answered Ireland's call.
Oh, Katie Taylor, hear the nation's call, from Dublin town to Donegal. Your fighters' eyes light up the flame, our nation's pride, we know your name. They call your name, they call your name.
From parish halls to Jones's Road, from Dublin lights to Vegas shows, you bore the weight, you broke the mold, and proved how far belief can go. Thank you.
we'll be putting in a few tunes here today and celebrating Canada Day with our family over there too. I have my own relatives in Toronto, came only here from a tide where I am. Lovely family and are very happy there. And we haven't forgotten about them either. And on my mother's side, I have family in Nova Scotia. So happy Canada Day to all of the lovely Canadians out there. Coming up next, though, Lady of Knock, Geeza, by Geeza. Geeza.
There were people of all ages gathered round the gable wall, poor and humble men and women, little children that you call. And we are gathered here before you, and our hearts are just the same, but filled with joy and such a vision as we praise your name. Golden Rose, Queen of Ireland, all my care and trouble cease, and as I kneel with love before you, Lady of Knock, my Queen of beauty is unspoken, and truth in silence light. So I gaze upon your vision, and the truth I try to find. Well, here I stand with John the Baptist, and with Joseph at your side. And I'd see the Lamb of God on the altar glorified. Golden Rose, Queen of Ireland, all my cares and troubles cease as I kneel with love before you, Lady of Knock, my Queen of. The sun, they will shine her lights on everyone. Yes, the Lamb will conquer, and the woman clothed in the sun, they will shine her lights on everyone.
Just joined us, you're very welcome. Hello, good morning to John Foley out there in Chicago, and it's in the 80s over there. They're having a lovely heat wave, so enjoy that, John. Make sure you put on your sun cream. We'll also today be talking to people while I was out and about in Carlow, and that's going to be recordings I'd done in Carlow Town, and I was talking with people from Carlow Park Run, and also we did a lovely few interviews afterwards. We sat around a table and everybody talked to me, and it's a lovely recording. So that will be in a separate interview today as well, but they're going to be done separately so that we get some music in between. So that's coming up for you today also. So happy Canada Day though to everybody.
Sure, I am a Westmead bachelor, me age is 63. I don't intend to marry or to raise a family. Sure, I'm happy and contented just to live a single life. And that's the reason why I don't intend to take a wife. Oh.
With the red stuff on her fingernails and varnish on her toes, red on her old bizog and white wash on her nose, she can get a fancy barber to shave her neck or head.
And I don't intend to wed. Last Thursday at the market in the town of Mullingar, a friend he introduced me to a famous movie star. She was married several times before to men of every breed, and she thought she had a sucker in the bachelor from Westmeath.
With the red stuff on her fingernails and varnish on her toes, white wash on her nose, she can get a fancy barber to shave her neck or head.
Well, that's why I'm a bachelor and I don't intend to wed. Now I'm living with me brother and his little cat and dog. I'm earning 7 and 6 a week for working on the bog. Why should I change this life of ease to one of struggle and strife? Intend to take a wife away.
With the red stuff on her fingernails and varnish on her toes, red on her old bizog and white wash on her nose, she can get a fancy barber to shave her neck or head.
Well, that's why I'm a bachelor and I don't intend to wed. Intend to take a wife away.
With the red stuff on her fingernails and varnish on her toes, red on her old bizog and white wash on her nose, she can get a fancy barber to shave her neck or head.
Well, that's why I'm a bachelor and I don't intend to wed. That's why I'm a bachelor and I don't intend to wed. Hey!
Right, so coming up, a lovely lady who herself was born in Canada, Shania Twain, the fantastic singer. We're going to play one of her songs for all of our Canadian friends. Shania Twain coming up for you next.
Whose bed have your boots been under?
Hey!
Whose bed have your boots been under?
And whose heart did you steal, I wonder?
Who's lips have you been?
boots been under.
Shania Twain, Whose Bed Have Your Boots Been Under? That's one I love to sing whenever I was out. Also, we're going to be going over to Carlo to talk to some people. So I'm going to play you a little Carlo song about the Barra track, which is where the Carlo Park Run does take place. So this one is by Justin Kelly.
As I headed off to Loughlin Bridge one lazy Sunday morn, I gazed upon the dewdrops and fields of golden corn. I met the Thatcher daily with a fly rod and a sack, to see the trout are lipping out down the Barrow track. And I tripping down to Bagnallstown, me brother for to meet, the daffodils and daisies dancing at me feet. I came upon a horse and barge led by Paddy Mac. I tipped me cap and hitched a ride down the Barrow track. No better day was ever spent than swimming at the weir, ducking and a diving in waters crystal clear. The castle walls attempt to climb the sun upon me back, and I, the Prince of Innocence, down the Barrow track. To Milford, up by Lacey's farm, me and Nellie come aford, skipping arm in arm. She's smelling like a summer rose with hair of raven black, and I intend and divilment down the Barrow track. Since over, but in my memory, I wander under bridges and climb on apple trees. If I could cast a magic spell in time, I would go back and live again those heady days down the Barrow track.
Oh, fantastic, by Justin Kelly, Down the Barrow Track. Fantastic song. And that's where we were the other day. When I was talking to all these lovely people out and about at the park run in Carlo. So that's coming up for you now.
You're with DJ Caroline with her afternoon show here on irishradio.org and on Global Irish Radio.
Hello, you're listening to irishradio.org and I am here in a little park that I'm walking through in Carlo. And I've come across some young people. They're as fit as a fiddle here, and they're playing basketball. And would you just tell me your name first?
My name's Robbie.
Your name's Robin. Robin, how long has this been here? Because this wasn't here last time. It's a lovely basketball court.
Like two years? Two years.
And do you come down often and play a bit of basketball?
Yeah, in my free time, I usually come down, but depends, like 2-3 days a week, probably.
Oh,
just have a little fun, chill out, sun maybe, tan a bit.
That's great. And how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 19.
19. That's brilliant to be doing a bit of keep fit here and playing basketball. And tell me something, do you ever listen to Irish and country music?
I'll be honest with you, I don't really listen to, I have only one genre, kind of.
Yes.
Which is like mainstream, usually rap, mm-hmm. or rage rap. Sometimes with pop, but I don't really like country or Irish or any country music.
I think at your age, that's a very common genre, yeah. to be listening to. And I noticed the lovely accent. Can you tell me how long have you been living here in Ireland?
I've been living here for almost 2 months now.
And how do you like it?
So much better. Really? A lot of positive people, good weather sometimes. Yeah. But it's really nice.
And where are you originally from?
I'm from Italy.
Oh. From Italy. Yeah. Oh, I've been to Rome. I've beautiful. Sang in Rome. And
thank you. That's a very beautiful place, Italy. I loved being there, but yeah. I had to try something new. Travel the world a bit.
Oh, well, you're very welcome here. And it's good to see you all out playing, shooting a few baskets. Hello. Would you have time to talk to me?
Sure.
What's your name?
My name's Theo.
And how long have you been living? Were you born here? How long have you
been? In Ireland?
Yes.
No, I came here in like 2004.
And how do you like it?
I love everything except the weather sometimes. But the weather has been nice a couple of
days. We're lucky today, aren't we?
Telling you the last 3 days?
Yeah.
It's been impeccable. Can't lie.
So you're happy?
Yeah. I swear.
And do you ever listen to Irish and country music?
I love trad music, but it depends. Like, I don't go searching for it, but if it's on, I'm always vibing to it.
Well, you'll have to listen to me now on the radio, on irishradio.org. I'm here in Carlo Town Park, and I have a lovely lady here with me who's about to set off on her run. Can I ask your name?
Yeah, I'm Helen, Helen Siri.
And what is the name of the park? It's just called the Park Run.
Yeah, Carlo Park Run. The Park Run is set up all over Ireland and England and all over the world, actually. And we have ran it here in Carlo for nearly going on 7-8 years.
And sorry, what's your name?
Sinead Kelly.
Sinead Kelly. And so do you both enjoy the park run here every week?
Every Saturday morning at 9:30. We love it.
And I've been here a few times myself and I feel great after.
Yeah, it is. It's a great way to start Saturday morning. Half an hour's run, jog, whatever you want to do, walk. And you feel absolutely brilliant. You're set up for the day, which is fantastic.
Fantastic, fantastic. And the weather here isn't great, but I'll tell you, the atmosphere is great because the people here, they're not worried about the weather.
No, the rain doesn't matter. As so one of my friends says, our skin is waterproof, so who cares?
And not only that, I think it would be worse to run. Well, I know it would be worse to run in the heat because I used to do a lot of running myself.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're probably better off in the rain, aren't you? You probably run faster. But after the weather we've had, no, I'm actually glad it's kind of like today. But yeah, it doesn't matter what kind of weather we have. We're down here and everybody's so friendly and you get to know so many people. And that's all part of it, isn't it?
Perfect. Look, thank you for talking. I'm going to let you go on your run now. And I'm going to talk to you after your run, aren't I? What's your name again?
Sinead Kelly.
Sinead. I'll talk to you after your run. You can tell me how you're feeling. Okay. And a little bit more about everything. Thanks so much. Enjoy your run. I'm here in Carlo Town Park and we have Pádraig Sweeney here with us.
Hi, hello, how are you? Welcome to Carlo Town Park Run. You can see it's a little bit rainy there this morning after the lovely hot weather we had the last few days. But I'm going to be the run director today and we have a good crowd turning up.
So welcome. Perfect. So you're probably going to start them off now any minute. I'll go over here with you.
There's always a bit of a scramble to make sure that we have timekeepers and barcodes.
You've rang the bell for me. Loads of times. This is our fabulous bell ringer here. She just turn out in all weathers to help people along the way and cheer them on.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Jipna.
Well done to you, Jipna. I think they're heading off now.
Guys, listen up, please.
Come a bit closer. We haven't got the loudspeaker today. Come a bit closer, everybody. Obviously, we're missing the good weather of the last few days, a little bit of rain, but it'll be nice to run, be probably cooler and more relaxing. First of all, just to welcome you to Carlo Town Park Run, and I want to just check, is there any visitors, anybody new to Park Run, or anybody first time doing Park Run?
Well done to
sometimes
them.
Sometimes we've overseas visitors from South Africa and Australia and so on.
Oh, brilliant. First run here.
Oh, lovely. First time running?
First time, Grace.
Well, congratulations. Well done. Hope you enjoy it. Right, anybody new, we're going to call you down here in a moment, but before we start, it's 2.2k along the River Barrow. You can see even the Dragon Boat crew there coming along, so it's lovely, lovely vista. And we'll be starting in a moment anyway, 2.2k, turn around the Marshall, back to where we start, over up the ramp, over the bridge, and we turn right. Majority of you know that anyway. And it's going to be, you have a cup of tea and coffee when we finish at the end. And we want to just thank the volunteers there at the end, because without our volunteers, we wouldn't have any park run. We'd like to welcome
Caroline.
Caroline coming from Ireland Radio.
Yeah, I'm over in Magane, my radio studio, and we cover all around the globe. I'm aired out on irishradio.org, which is from London, and Chicago globalirishradio.com.
Well, welcome, Caroline. Great to have you. We also have the first responders. You'll see when we finish. There's a tent over there with first responders, and if anybody wants to learn how to do, use the AED and so on, yeah. You're all very welcome.
And we encourage everyone, as many people as possible, guys. It's open to everybody. Just, you know, the more people that do it, the more people know how to do it. And the guys have taken their time out this morning to stay here for an hour or two. So please do it if you can at all. We'd love if you did. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Right, we're going to head down to the start. And we're going to get started in a moment.
You're welcome.
Well done to you. You're obviously a volunteer here. You have the yellow high heels on. Would you like to tell me your name?
My name is Charles. I come from Tulu. I live in Highland. I'll be coming for volunteer since last year. I'll be enjoying this park run.
Well done. Good. We couldn't do it without volunteers like yourself. Well done to you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks so much.
You're with DJ Caroline with her afternoon show here on irishradio.org and on Global Irish Radio.
Happy birthday, America.
Hi, Joe O'Brien here. Just to remind you about the 1st of July with the Big Country Show, The Americans Are Coming. This is to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the 4th of July celebrations that we'll be on in the US of A for you there. All American night for you here on the Big Country Show. So please join me from 10 until 12 midnight, Irish UK time, Wednesday the 1st of July, for the Big Country Show, The Americans Are Coming special.
It's the traditional Fair of Mouth in Mouth, Kingscote, County Cavan on Wednesday, the 12th of August, 2026, featuring the horse fair, plus numerous stalls and much more. Music from 12:30 with
the one and only Irish Radio Roadshow with Jerry Byrne.
From 4 o'clock, it's Damien Davis.
Oh, Rosie, if you'd only come and dance with me. From the moment I first saw you, I knew you.
From 6 o'clock, it's Paddy Tracy.
Oh, Charlie's Bar. Oh, Charlie's Bar.
Oh, Charlie's Bar.
Ah, the people.
That night, dancing in the Court Inn with Jerry Byrne and the Irish Radio Roadshow Plus guest, Paddy Tracy. The traditional Fair of Mouth, Wednesday, 12th of August, 2026. Not to be missed.
When the weekend.
Global Irish Radio, taking your world by storm, one song at a time. Now streaming live 24/7 at globalirishradio.com.
Hart's Irish Meat Market.
2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10, telephone 020-8965-4563. 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15, telephone 020-7639-3095 and 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6, telephone 020-7624-2204. Free parking in Kilburn all day Saturday, open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Rye Lane, Peckham open 7 days a week. Always a massive selection of the finest quality meats and all Irish goods. Prime Irish roasting beef. Now stocking Limerick hams and cooked Limerick hams. Hanley corned beef and Denny lunch on roll are back in stock in Harleston and Kilburn stores again. Hart's Irish Meat Market, 2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10, 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15 and 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6.
Hart's Irish Meat Market.
Keep your finger on the pulse on the latest Irish news, sport and entertainment by The Irish World every Wednesday. Visit us at theirishworld.com and become a fan on Facebook. Call 0208 453 7800 for more information. The team would love to hear from you.
Best Irish music on irishradio.org with Gerry Byrne.
Hello, I'm Gerry Byrne. Join me every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock for the Chart Show. These are the songs that's voted for by you each day over the previous week. And remember, vote each day for your favourite three songs. Click on the link on the website. Click on the link on my Facebook page, Irish Radio Facebook page, or Gerald Brown's Facebook page. And you can vote for your favourite three songs each day up until 3 p.m. on Saturday, UK Irish time. And remember, join me every Sunday morning, UK Irish time, from 11 o'clock for the Chart Show. And available to listen to again every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Irish UK time.
Best Irish music on irishradio.org with Gerry Byrne.
Are you driving to Ireland? Save at least 20% on the ferry. Send me an email to Gerry, G-E-R-R-Y, Gerry at irishradio.org or contact me on my Facebook page. That's at least 20% off the price of your ferry to or from Ireland.
Will you travel down this road with me?
Right, I just want to tell you a lovely story that's connected to Canada and to Waterford. Dennis Carey created a lovely melody, and the inspiration for the melody actually came from Newfoundland and Canada. A bit of history. The fishermen from the south coast of Ireland went on fishing trips to the east coast of Canada. They went to and from many years and brought their hurling sticks from Ireland to Canada. Hurling used to be played on ice on the frozen River Shannon here at home. So the Irish fishermen that settled there brought those cultural sport activities with them. This song was written by Brendan Graham and sung by Sean Keane. It has a lovely connection between our people and was created for the 150th anniversary of Canada's Confederation. Sean Keane sent this song to the Canadian ambassador. It was premiered in Waterford Town Hall. But this is what the wonderful part of this is that the building that he was actually singing the song that he wrote for this special day was paid for with money sent home from Canada by all of the people who had emigrated, all of the cod fishermen who had emigrated to Newfoundland. And so it's really, really a special song, and it just goes to show people, they may leave Ireland, but it's always special to them, and their good nature doesn't go away from them either. They don't forget the people back home. So this is The Coast of Labrador by Sean Keane.
On the coast of Labrador are codfish galore. We catch them and we salt them by the score. Since first I left Tramore, evermore, to plough the salty coast of Labrador. All the way, all the live long day, and I will see my Inuit girl once more. She keeps me well and warm through ice and sea and storm. And I'll baby, safe from harm.
And when the ice is thick, with me slipper and my stick, I show him how we play those games of yore. By the barrow and the knoll, on Jesus' shore. Now we hold the frozen coast of Labrador. I will see my Inuit girl once more. She keeps me well and warm through ice and sea and storm. And I'll be safe from her on the coast of Labrador. On the coast of Labrador.
Oh, absolutely beautiful song. I really love that. And Sean Keane's lovely voice, absolutely amazing. Coming up next, we have Chloe Sweeney, Good Hearted Woman.
She never
fabulous song by Chloe Sweeney. Coming up next, we have Derek Ryan, a duet with Olivia Douglas, The Only Lie I Ever Loved. Great tune.
I believe that time was on our side. Had faith in what we were. Took it in my stride. Hanging on to every word you said. Dreaming dreams for two of better times ahead. You're the only lie I ever loved. I placed you high with the stars above. The one regret that I dream of. You're the only lie I ever loved.
When every promise made you turn to clay, I wish I knew back then the way I feel today. Not everything that's written turns to stone. I'll cherish memories as I carry on alone.
You're the only lie I ever loved. I placed you high with the stars above. The one regret that I dream of.
Douglas. Coming up next, we have Caitlin Marie's new song, We Split the Blanket Down the Middle, coming up for you.
Every time I go out, somebody asks me, whatever happened to you? I just say, down the middle, 'cause we can never get along.
good new song, great new song by Caitlin Marie, We Split the Blanket Down the Middle. Sarah Gorman, Why Have You Left the One You Left Me For?
Why have you left the one you left me for? Has she heard like me that slamming door? Did you leave for good or just get bored? Why have you left the one you left me for?
Why have you left the one you left me for? Coming up next is Sean McGee's new song, The Man of My Home. Nice new song.
My mother hails from County Down, where Dundrum meets the sea. My father's roots are city bound. He says Belfast is home to me. Every time I take a breath, it's so clear to me. I miss the air of home in my chest. It's in every heartbeat. This is the place where I've grown up, the county of Catherine's Isle. No matter where my body ends up, this home bird knows in a little while. Though the soles of my feet may roam through cities far and wide, there's a light in my soul that's guiding me home to the grass and the greenest sign. Fermanagh, my home, I'm a man now, I am grown. Fermanagh, although I have traveled many roads, but still nowhere compares to home. So I'm making my way back home. I wonder if the water knows the hold it has on me. When I'm far from home, it's heaven's steps that seem to haunt my dreams. I was wrong to seek joy from a coin I've come to learn, that The key to my closed heart was the lock they called Earn. There ain't a place that you can say is as beautiful in spring. From those higher grounds to those border towns, this old land's got the best of me. Though the soles of my feet may roam through cities far and wide, there's a light in my soul that's guiding me home to the grass and the greenest sign. Fermanagh, my home. I'm a man now, I am grown. Fermanagh, although I have traveled many roads. Fermanagh, my home. I'm a man now, I am grown. Fermanagh, my home. I'm a man now, I am grown. Fermanagh, although I have traveled many roads, but still nowhere compares to home.
Nice song. And coming up next, we have The Dusty Windowsills, My Town.
Oh, something is wrong. All the old shops are gone. Oh, what happened to town? I know. Yesterday was never further away in the place that I once called home. Now the taps they won't pour and the jukebox won't play, 'cause time stole the songs we once knew. Now the ghosts drink alone, because nobody's home in the bars in my town I once knew. Whoa. Down, but they once shone so bright long ago, and the memories we made, well, they all start to fade. Oh Lord, where the hell should I go? Oh, we danced to the square, there was love in the air. Oh, nothing could bring us down. But now we're all strangers and we don't feel at home. I'm haunted by the ghost of my town. Songs we once knew. Now the ghost drank alone, because nobody's home. In the bars in my town I once knew. Now the ghost drank alone, because nobody's home. In the bars in my town I once knew. In the bars in my town I once knew.
Will you travel down this road with me?
Are you driving to Ireland? Save at least 20% on the ferry. Send me an email to Jerry, G-E-R-R-Y, Jerry at irishradio.org, or contact me on my Facebook page. That's at least 20% off the price of your ferry to or from Ireland.
Will you travel down this road with me?
Hey everybody, this is Lizbeth coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee. Don't forget to join me on my show, Nashville Backroads. It will be on irishradio.org every Wednesday from 4 until 5 p.m. Irish UK time. Come and join me for some great indie artist music.
Keep your finger on the pulse on the latest Irish news, sport and entertainment by The Irish World every Wednesday. Visit us at theirishworld.com and become a fan on Facebook. Call 0208 453 7800. For more information, the team would love to hear from you.
Hart's Irish Meat Market.
2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10, telephone 020-8965-4563. 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15, telephone 020-7639-3095. And 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6, telephone 020-7624-2204. Free parking in Kilburn all day Saturday, open 6am to 6pm. Rye Lane, Peckham, open 7 days a week. Always a massive selection of the finest quality meats and all Irish goods. Prime Irish roasting beef. Now stocking Limerick hams and cooked Limerick hams. Hanley corned beef and Denny lunch on roll are back in stock in Harleston and Kilburn stores again. Hart's Irish Meat Market, 2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10, 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15, and 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6.
Hart's Irish Meat Market.
Global Irish Radio, taking your world by storm, one song at a time. Now streaming live 24/7 at globalirishradio.com.
To leave me treasured memories of the annual Fair of Mouth.
It's the traditional Fair of Mouth in Mouth, Kingscote, County Cavan, on Wednesday, the 12th of August 2026, featuring the horse fair, plus numerous stalls and much more. Music from 12:30 with
the one and only Irish Radio Roadshow with Jerry Byrne.
From 4 o'clock, it's Damien Davis.
Oh, Rosie, if you'd only come and dance with me. From the moment I first saw you, I knew you.
From 6 o'clock, it's Paddy Tracy.
Oh, Charlie's Bar. Oh, Charlie's Bar.
That night, Dancing in the Court Inn with Jerry Byrne and the Irish Radio Roadshow, plus guest Paddy Tracy. The traditional Fair of Mouth, Wednesday, 12th of August 2026, not to be missed.
When the weekend
comes. Now, Wee Tom's new song, Every County in Ireland.
Have you been to Tipperary, Galway or Mayo? To Leitrim, where the waters of the Shannon River flows. From Dublin to the Curra, in the county of Kildare, the mountains down in Wicklow are the lovely Rose of Clare. There's a kingdom they call Kerry, a place that's sure to please. You'll have heard about Kilkenny and the bachelor from Westmeath. Roscommon, Derry, down Armagh, they're all a sight to see. If you ever come to visit, I'm sure you will agree. Every county in old Ireland will make you feel at home. From north to south, east to west, no matter where you roam. It's a little piece of heaven
this island in the sea, this place they call Old Ireland, where my heart will always be. Cavan, Cork, Fermanagh, Meath or Sligo or Divine, you could dwell in County Wexford, Leash and Carlow are just fine. There's a famous Crystal Counties, Tyrone and Waterford, Longford, Louth and Offaly have stories to be told. And if you go to Monaghan, they'll tell you it's the best. The tales that held in Limerick will always stand the test. There are green glens of Antrim, hills in Donegal, wherever you should visit, I'm sure you love them all. Every county in Old Ireland will make you feel at home, from north to south, east to west, no matter where you roam. It's a little piece of heaven, this island in the sea, this place they call Old Ireland, where my heart will always be. Every county in Old Ireland will make you feel at home, from north to south, east to west, no matter where you roam. It's a little piece of heaven, this island in the sea, this place they call Old Ireland, where my heart will always be. It's a little piece of heaven, this island in the sea, this place they call Old Ireland, where my heart will always be.
Oh, great song, great new song there by Wee Tom, Every County in Old Ireland. I like all his songs, actually. He's a very lovely singer. Coming up next, we're going to go back to Carlo and for a few little interviews that I did there. So here it is for you.
You're with DJ Caroline with her afternoon show here on irishradio.org and on Global Irish Radio.
Hello, could you tell me your name? You're one of the runners, actually a very good runner. I've seen you here before when I've been here myself.
Dermot O'Brien is my name.
Dermot O'Brien. Tell me, how long have you been doing this?
Parkrun?
Yeah.
Oh, I've been doing a parkrun about 2 years. Just about 2 years, yeah. But I'm running for a long time before that.
Oh, were you? So you've probably done a lot of fundraisers.
Yes, down to the years, yeah, lots of them.
What's the longest run you've
ever? 60K.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, 60K. Oh, yeah.
Where did you do that?
Over the mountains in down in Cork.
Oh, wow. So you've done a tough one.
Oh, yeah. Well, we go mountain run probably every third week.
And how does it make you feel?
Absolutely fantastic. Yeah. And this here, parkrun, is absolutely one of the best things we've ever invented.
Isn't it?
Absolutely is, yeah, because you've got so many people who are runners, who are not runners, who are just out to have a bit of crack and get a bit of a walk in even,
yeah,
and just meet people. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I've been down here with my big black dog. You might have seen me before, yeah, a couple of times. But there's just so many people. I didn't expect there to be so many that you could come as a woman on your own and feel like you're perfectly safe in the middle of Carlo, you know, like, and I thought it might be deserted and there might only be a few people, and or maybe, I always have this thought, or maybe a few people might only turn up, but it's packed.
There's usually about 100 here every week.
Young girls, everyone.
I mean, there's a young girl coming in here now. Yeah. She's only about maybe 9 or 10.
Yeah, it's perfectly safe. There's people on the route, isn't there?
Yeah, everywhere along the track. Way. Yeah, but generally the track is very safe.
Yes,
so it is. It's open and it's very safe now, and it's beautiful.
It's absolutely beautiful. I mean, I've been here on a really lovely day. Even here on the drizzly, rainy day, it's still lovely.
Yeah, the Barra track is probably one of the nicest park runs in Ireland. I think it is anyway. Now, I've been on a good few of them abroad as well, and the Barra track is hard to beat. Yeah. Hard to beat.
And the gardens here are beautiful. They're so well kept. My husband actually was one of the people who did all the groundworks when it first came here.
Oh,
yeah. So, but they maintain it so well.
Oh, they do. Really, yeah. No. Beautiful. And this was a dump. This was a town dump years ago.
Yeah. So it was a great idea. And look at the use that it's getting. And it's definitely something that everyone around the place in different areas should really consider. And setting up maybe to parkrun if they haven't already.
Oh, they should. Yeah. I think it's great. It's a fantastic idea. And I think it's in most counties in Ireland.
Yes.
Yeah. So it is. Yeah. So, yeah.
Anyway, Dermot, lovely talking
to you.
Thank you
very, very much.
All right. Runs, we'll do, yeah. And I
Jamie.
Jamie, I know you. You are one of my son's coaches, correct. And you were a fabulous coach. And if I'm right in saying you came from Liverpool?
Yes, correct. But I'm actually living down in Carlow now.
Oh, yes, lovely.
We moved down about 18 months ago from Newbridge.
Oh, and are you still training the soccer? Are you? And where do you train? Still up in?
Up in Killeshee House Hotel now. My club there, yeah.
Very good. And what age group?
From under 20s.
Oh, bye.
Under 20s, all the way down from the 11 boys and girls.
Oh, really?
So we compete against all clubs in the League of Ireland all across the country.
Okay, and is that something anyone can join? Do you have to be selected to join?
You kind of have to be selected, but we do have an academy every Sunday from 9 till half 11.
Okay.
It's unbelievable. All you wait for qualified coaches. It's like, okay. You know yourself, the coaches.
Yeah. And what age does it go up to, do you think?
So the academy, it's from ages 5 to 13.
Oh.
And our club is from 13 to 20.
Oh, right. Very good. Oh, I'll have to tell Jack now that I saw you. Yeah, he was very impressed with your coaching now. He knew you knew your stuff and everything else. So, but look, tell me about the run. How did you enjoy your run?
I really enjoyed it. I've only got into them the last 3 weeks. My dad, probably my inspiration, he's done 265 park runs. He's in Pisa at the minute doing one in Lucca.
No way.
We were just texting each other just before we started. So.
Oh, my God.
He lives in Australia, my mum and dad do. They've come home and I've just got back into running. I had a really bad knee injury.
No wonder you're into all this and you're flying along. You know, you have someone great inspiration to you. Yeah, that's great.
Really enjoyed the run. The park's lovely. I get to the views are fantastic. I done one in Kilkenny 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I really enjoyed this one, I have to say.
Well, I'll probably bump into you all again anyway, because I do try to motivate myself. I'm not as motivated as all of you. But look, lovely talking.
Yeah, you too. You too. Thanks. Have a good
great
weekend.
Day.
Yeah, you too.
Bye. Remind me your name.
Sinead Kelly.
Sinead Kelly.
Yeah.
Now, do you have any information, like when did this first start, or anything that I haven't asked you?
Yeah. So Carlow Town Park Run started in 2018. That was before my time. But it was set up by a great bunch of Carlow locals.
Do you know any of the names? I know you might not remember them on the spur of the moment, so don't worry about that.
Yeah, so Suzanne Dunn and Joanne, her name isn't coming to me.
Joanne O'Brien. I know her. She's a lovely lady.
And I know Joanne O'Brien very well.
Yeah.
And Pádraig Sweeney was part of it. And I know Lisa McCreary, there's a Lisa as well, I can't remember her surname. But yeah, there was an incredible bunch of people, because it's not easy to get something like this off the ground.
No, it's not. And you know, if somebody did want to start this in another area in Ireland and didn't know where to go, would you know who's their first go-to?
Yeah, Parkrun Ireland is the first contact. And it's a process of, if you have somewhere and you know it should be suitable, they come down, they walk the track with you, they go through all the protocol to ensure that it's safe and it's suitable for Parkrun Ireland. They would have conditions, but they're very Parkrun Ireland are very supportive of any community in Ireland.
And does it go globally as well?
Yes, I actually tried to run it one day in Palo Alto in California, and I arrived an hour late. It starts at 8 a.m. in Palo Alto.
Isn't that amazing? So that unites the whole global community, a bit like the radio that I'm on, irishradio.org. And globalirishradio.com. They keep the Irish community together, but they, you know, what the runners are kept together with, you know, like-minded people of the same interest and who enjoy a bit of fitness.
Absolutely. Yeah. And here in Carlow Park, Town Park Run, walkers are a big part of our community. So it's not all about runners. I think Park Run sometimes puts people off, but park walking is a huge thing, and there's a blue bib that people wear, park walkers. So we have a great community here, from very young, probably from 5 to 6 upwards, to one of our eldest participants is 88. So we have an incredible.
Wow. Yeah. No wonder she's 88. and keeping herself fit still. Now, I do a bit of walking and running. I don't run the whole thing. I did once, but I'm a bit lazy. Like, I like to walk and run.
I think that's a very healthy balance. No lazy. There's no such thing as lazy in parkrun. If you turn up on a Saturday morning at 9:30, you're winning.
I think if you walk or run, it doesn't matter, does it? I think with me, I feel a bit lazy because I know I can do better.
depends on the morning. Well, I never run without a coffee at the end of a run. That's my golden rule. And the community side of it is incredible, because I think I moved to Carlow, back to Carlow. I'm originally from Carlow, and I really, really wanted to link in with the community, get to know people in my own area. I think I'd spent a lot of my life out of my own area, so I've really, really enjoyed.
Well, I think for me, I came to Carlow to do it because, like, I'm in the middle of nowhere, so, like, it's just lovely to be around people. I love being around people, and just to seeing a lot of people around me happy, running, enjoying themselves and socializing at the end, having, like you say, a cup of coffee. It's a fabulous time. Everyone should come along and join it. I just want to say thank you so much for talking to me, and thanks to everybody here. You've all been so good, and I want you to have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
I'm here in Lambert's coffee shop, and this is a follow-on from the run, the park run in Carlow, and we're all gathering here for a lovely cup of coffee, and they're very good to us here, aren't they? Would anybody like to say a few words?
Brian, who owns Lambert's here, and his wife Zoe are fantastic supporters of park run. We actually had our AGM here about a week or two ago. We come to the back of Lambert. It's our own special place. We shout and roar. Now, I must admit, we haven't been asked to leave yet. And we're incredibly well looked after.
Well, I'm really glad that I'm here. I've been invited a few times by other people when I've been down, and I just haven't actually had the time to come in. And it's such a lovely atmosphere in here. And the coffee is fantastic. Fantastic. I've even had a nice bit of cake. I've been eating too much. But anyone else? Now, I think you was telling me something very interesting.
Brian finished 8th in Ireland for the best coffee shop in Ireland, but he's just come back last night from the European Championships, and he's finished in the top 100 in the European Championships. Now, I don't know exactly what number, but yeah.
My name is Marie, and I do yoga every Saturday with Connie, who's a fantastic yoga teacher. She does it in the visual, which is a beautiful space for this kind of activity. And we come back very energized, relaxed, and everything. So it's a great way to spend a Saturday, an hour, which was only an hour out of the whole day. So definitely to be recommended for anybody who likes to kind of relax after maybe a week's work.
Fantastic. Okay. Yeah. And this man is a teacher in Carlow. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes, I'm Pádraig Sweeney. I'm teaching in Carlow Institute of Further Education, and I was run director today, but I've been involved since, I think, 2017, when they set up Carlow Town Parkrun, and with a few others, Joanne was involved, and obviously we have Helen and Sinead here are very involved, and I find every Saturday morning, I kind of fall out of bed with a bit of excitement and rush down here, and I either run or I help kind of get involved as a volunteer, so I find that there's a great buzz here, great camaraderie. And the coffee here in Lambert's and the Nata cakes are fantastic. So it's well worth a visit.
And so I just passed on. We're very well looked after here by, what is your name?
I'm Christian from Lambert's, and I work with Brian.
Well, look, everybody has all been saying how they love the coffee, and you're always looked after here, and you haven't had to throw them out yet.
No, so we've had a good run so far.
I just want to say thanks so much for looking after everybody here every week.
Thank you very much, and we're very grateful to have you here.
We also have an artist here, Mary.
Oh, thank you very much.
A very good artist. Have you been doing any new paintworks, Mary?
I have two at the moment, yes. And
they were in Tallow Street. In the shop, what was the shop?
I had them made in Carlow.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward. I have two on hand, and they're sold actually. So I just have to finish them.
They're not long before they're sold, because I was looking at one myself, and it was gone by the time I asked.
Thank you,
Mary. There's a wall space here
for artistic.
You should come down to Brian and get him to hang some of your paintings.
Good morning, all. This is Wayne here. I'm a regular runner. A walker. I started to walk it, and then kind of started a little bit of a trot. So I kind of describe myself as a hybrid, like a car. I'm using up the juice, and then when I'm walking, I'm on EV mode. But It's just there's a lot of regular people I constantly meet every week and I've got to know them. And then there's a lot of new people. Be funny, this week I met this gentleman beside me, and I said, looks like the rain, he's looking at the hill, it's going to rain. And he started talking, and he was from Kerry. So he's coming up, he's making his way up to the All-Ireland final, or sorry, the quarter-final today. He's staying with a buddy in Carlow Town. So when I said about the hill, he said, well, you know nothing about hills, we have mountains. Like, he was kind of rubbing it in. But and then last week I met a lovely couple, they were doing the Wicklow Way, and they looked very just easygoing, casual, probably just out for a bit of a walk. And next minute I was just starting off myself, and I saw him running. So he obviously didn't walk the Wicklow Way, they must have ran it, but they were catching a ferry. You meet such random people. It's great. So I enjoy it, and obviously coming down to Lambert's is probably the highlight, and there's a hardcore here that come every Saturday. So yeah, it's great. Yeah, thank you.
Thanks so much. And can I ask you, are you all from Carlow originally? Where are you? You're originally Carlow, Mary.
I'm originally Carlow.
You're originally Carlow, and your name again?
Helen.
That's right. Yeah.
Palatine. Palatine. I grew up in. Yeah.
Carlow.
West Limerick.
Oh, West Limerick.
I'm flying the flag for the county team now in my car.
Oh,
so,
very glad.
Yeah.
My cousin's wife's actually from Limerick, so.
Yeah.
I'm originally from Lucan, County Dublin, but I'm living in Carlow 32 years, so I feel like I'm a Carlovian now at this stage.
Same as me.
Originally Carlow, lived in Dublin for 7 years, in Kilkenny for 15, and returned back in 2018 to Carlow.
Well, my great-grandparents were from Carlow, so I feel as though I belong to Carlow and Attie, because my parents were from Attie as well. So anyway, look, I just want to say thank you so much for all of you for talking to me today, and it's really lovely being here with you, and I'm going to enjoy my lovely coffee now. Thanks very much. You're listening to Caroline Dixon on irishradio.org and globalirishradio.com. And that was the lovely people in Carlow. They all gave me so much time, their own time, and it was a pleasure meeting all of them. And honestly, they're all as fit as a fiddle. You should get down there one day to Carlow Park Run, and you'll really enjoy it. You'll be made very, very welcome. It's a great thing to be going on locally. And then the coffee is amazing too, as I've already said. Call into Lambert's, and it came 74 in the whole of Europe for the best coffee shop. So coming up next is Aoife Neale, The Midnight Road.
Played our last song as we first said hello. When the dance hall lights came on, you asked to walk me home. Stone walls lead us to the crossroads on the hill, and in my mind I can see it still. From the midnight road, the starry sky glow, the moon hear us singing to the flowers and the snow. With your hand in mine, you looked into my eyes to let me know we'd walk forever on the midnight road. us singing to the flowers and the snow. With your hand in mine, you looked into my eyes to let me know. We'd walk forever on the midnight road. On the midnight road, the starry sky aglow, the moon could hear us singing to the flowers and the snow. With your hand in mine, you looked into my eyes to let me know. We'd walk forever on the midnight road.
Neil's latest song, The Midnight Road. I really like that one. Coming up next is Carrie Haskins' latest single, Show Me.
Anyone can be in the good times, but what when things go wrong? Is your love strong enough? Would your love bend to weather every storm? Could you unlock your heart? Would you let me see your dreams and your fears? Speak louder than any words you say. Can you bend? Can you laugh? Can you cry? Are you willing to try? Don't tell me. Show me. The only way I know.
Haskins' latest song, Show Me. Great tune.
If you love
Global Irish Radio, taking your world by storm, one song at a time. Now streaming live 24/7 at globalirishradio.com.
To leave me treasured memories of the annual Fair of Mouth.
It's the traditional Fair of Mouth in Mouth, Kingscourt, County Cavan, on Wednesday, the 12th of August 2026, featuring the Horse Fair, plus numerous stalls and much more. Music from 12:30 with
the one and only Irish Radio Roadshow with Jerry Byrne.
From 4 o'clock, it's Damien Davis.
Oh, Rosie, if you'd only come and dance with me. From the moment I first saw you, I knew you.
From 6 o'clock, it's Paddy Tracy.
Oh, Charlie's Bar. Oh, Charlie's Bar.
That night, Dancing in the Court Inn with Jerry Byrne and the Irish Radio Roadshow Plus, guest Paddy Tracy. The traditional Fair of Mouth, Wednesday, 12th of August 2026, not to be missed.
Hart's Irish Meat Market.
2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10, telephone 020-8965-4563. 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15, telephone 020-7639-3095 and 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6, telephone 020-7624-2204. Free parking in Kilburn all day Saturday, open 6am to 6pm. Rye Lane, Peckham open 7 days a week. Always a massive selection of the finest quality meats and all Irish goods. Prime Irish roasting beef. Now stocking Limerick hams and cooked Limerick hams. Hanley corned beef and Denny lunch on roll are back in stock in Harleston and Kilburn stores again. Hart's Irish Meat Market, 2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10, 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15 and 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6.
Hart's Irish Meat Market.
Keep your finger on the pulse on the latest Irish news, sport and entertainment by The Irish World every Wednesday. Visit us at theirishworld.com and become a fan on Facebook. Call 0208 453 7800 for more information. The team would love to hear from you.
By the shore.
Hello, this is Mark Regner here from irishradio.org. Join me every Saturday night from 7 until 10 p.m. and again on Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. for your requests and dedications. I'll be playing the very best of country music and all your favourites, and maybe a few surprises too. Tune in and let's make it a weekend full of great country music.
Will you travel down this road with me?
Are you driving to Ireland? Save at least 20% on the ferry. Send me an email to Jerry, G-E-R-R-Y, Jerry at irishradio.org or contact me on my Facebook page. That's at least 20% off the price of your ferry to or from Ireland.
Will you travel down this road with me?
Now, coming up next is the Old Dungarvan Oak, especially for John Foley out in Chicago. And we'll say hello to everybody out in Chicago that does be listening and further afield and all around the globe.
As I roved out one morning, going to Dungarvan Fair, there was a pretty maiden with the sunlight in her hair.
Her way was so delightful, her voice rang like a bell, and as he overtook her, he asked if she was well.
Lay down your woolen shawl, my love, I swear it is no joke, and I'll tell to you the story of the old Dungarvan Oak.
As we approached Dungarvan, the girl at me did stare, as she asked me why I raised my hat to a tree so old and bare.
He told her of the legend, if the tree should e'er come down, there'd be a great disaster, Dungarvan would be drowned.
Lay down your woolen shawl, my love, I swear it is no joke, and
started laughing, my face grew very red, as she said that only fools believe what these old legends said.
Her laughter was contagious, for the truth to you I'll tell. By the time I reached the marketplace, he began to laugh as well.
Lay down the mule and show my love, I swear it is no joke. And I'll tell to you the story of the old Dungarvan Oak.
As I sit here by my fireside, it's the autumn of my life, and the darling girl I met the day, she's now my darling wife.
They have a lovely daughter and a son to push the yoke, and all because he raised a hat to the old Dungarvan Oak.
Lay down the mule and show my love, I swear it is no joke, and I tell to you the story of the old Dungarvan Oak. Lay down the mule and show my love, I swear it is no joke, and I tell to you the story of the old Dungarvan Oak.
Especially for John Foley out in Chicago. Coming up next for you, Bridget Benanti, who will also be connected for our Canada Day.
This is Bridget Benanti, and you're listening to the lovely DJ Caroline on IrishRadio.org. The floor and a lady's reputation was worth a whole lot more. Now the awards are a riot and the grace has left the stage. All you seem to see is yet another rebel wannabe screaming on the stage. Whatever happened to the country lady? Just to stay in style, they traded in the yes sir for a sailor's salty tongue and forgot the gentle anthems that our mamas always sung. There's a bottle on the table and a curse word in the hook. It's a far cry from the Loretta Lynn songs in the record books. They think a little damn makes them authentic and tough, but I'm still waiting for the day when kindness is enough. Whatever happened to the country ladies with the rhinestones and the Reba McEntire smile? Now it's cool to drop an F-bomb just to stay in style. They trade getting louder, but the message is thin. I sure miss the days when the ladies let the music in. Without the four-letter words, I miss Tammy, Dottie, and Lynn. They were ladies. They had the spark within.
Lainey Rishmola, Into the Fire.
Midnight breaks with a screaming alarm. Boots hit the floor. Heart's already gone. Flashing lights cut through the dark. Another call, another spark. Radio whispers, we need you now. No time for fear, no time for doubt. Kiss on a photo left by the door. Not knowing what they're walking in for. Every second, every breath. Walking a line between life and death. Carry their stories within. Ash on skin but steady hands. Strangers become more than friends. Behind every badge is a fragile soul. Carrying weight the world won't know. Through the chaos, through the pain, we do it all again. To the fire when the world runs away. Through the smoke and the fear, we don't hesitate.
Every life is a reason, every moment counts. Even when we break, we don't back down. With the heart still beating under the weight, the last line standing between love and fate. Yeah, we stand together. When the smoke clears and the sirens fade, we're still the ones who chose to stay.
Oh, the lovely voice of Lainey Rishmola. And I dedicate that to all of the firefighters, male and female, wherever they are in the world. They really are the heroes. And also coming up, we have Pamela Rooney. Of course, she is Canadian. And a lovely singer too. So happy Canada Day to all of our Canadian friends. Pamela Rooney coming up for you.
Storms never last, do they, baby?
Hey there, country music fans. This is Pamela Rooney, and you're listening to IrishRadio.org.
your memory takes a break and lets me sleep tonight. My dreams turn to nightmares every time I close my eyes. I lie me down and there you are, it's just like deja vu.
Carter, it's the weekend.
It's Friday night, just a few minutes more. Gonna see me running out the door. Waited forever for a hot summer's day. I caught some craving, I need to get away. The car is loaded, my bags are on. Let's hit the road, I don't want to look back. Finally it's the weekend, get me out of this place. It's the weekend, need the sun on my face. It's the weekend, time to clear my mind. It's the weekend.
Rivers and Rogers, Jive.
Take me by the hand and bring me to the floor. Baby, settle down and give me some more. Jive me right, baby, hold on tight. Lean in, baby, gotta do this right. Lean in, baby, gotta do this right. Spin me around, both feet on the ground. Feel that beat, baby, don't overheat. I'm new in town, I'm not from around. I'm liking what I see, baby, you and me. I'm liking what I see, baby, you and me. Take me by the hand and bring me to the floor. Baby, settle down and give me some more. Drop me right, baby, hold on tight. Lean in, baby, gotta do this right. Lean in, baby, gotta do this right. Boy, you know you've got that look. Boots and jeans and your cover short. You're the one I've been waiting on. Cause I'm liking what I see, baby, you and me. I'm liking what I see, baby, you and me. Take me by the hand and bring me to the floor. Baby, settle down and give me some more. Drop me right, baby, hold on tight. Lean in, baby, gotta do this right. Lean in, baby, gotta do this right.
Oh, great song. Coming up next for you, Paddy Tracy.
Hi folks, Paddy Tracy here. You're tuned to the best of country with irishradio.org.
Thank you to everybody for joining me today, and all of your lovely messages. Paddy Tracy.
My brother Pat went to court and Mary Dempsey. We didn't know how he'd go. And Sherry never made his date, cause he was over 2 weeks late. So I guess his watch was running kinda slow. Now Mary soon told the neighbors that something ain't right. We were all sent to search night and day. Sure, we tried every part of town with no sign of Pat McGowan. They turned upon our doorstep with this to say. I took the wrong road out of Dundalk. I missed a turn of Act and Garvin. I ended up in Cork. I went from Galway, Dublin and on to New York. So I guess I took the long way home. Now old Father John went to sounding all the church bells. He couldn't miss all the fun. Though he never had a smile, sure he was laughing all the while when we told him about the things that Pat had done. And there was no telling Mary it was all a mistake, for she had no sense of humour that day. And though she didn't mind the cracks, she swore she'd never take him back. After landing on her doorstep with this to say, I took the wrong road out of Dundalk. I missed a turn of Act and Garvin. I ended up in Cork. I went from Galway, Dublin and on to New York. So I guess I took the long way home. Wait a moment, there's always somewhere to go. Ah, yes there is. Wait a moment, I move off, yeah I'm slow. When my brother Patton went to court and Mary Dempsey, he didn't think what he'd start. For now in every pub and town, sure there's talks of Pat McGowan on the road he took to winning Mary's heart. Now Mary, don't take it lightly for letting her down. She's not one to sulk every day. Sure when the Kayleigh came around, sure she went with Pat McGowan, having turned upon his doorstep with this to say. I took the wrong road out of Dundalk. I missed a turn of Act and Garvin. I ended up in Cork. I went from Galway, Dublin and on to New York. So I guess I took the long way home. I took
everybody for joining me today, and I just want to say thanks to all my cousins tuned in there. Thank you so much as always, and all of my friends and all of the listeners. You're really great, and everyone over in Chicago that's tuned in, and all around the globe, and all the DJs, thanks for everything. And especially to Jer for the great jingle for Canada Day. He always gives us the best jingles. Coming up next, Tumbling Paddies, Closing Time.
Saturday, you dropped me off to meet the lads at the local spot. This town of ours is looking awful quiet. Nothing wild, nothing crazy. Sure you know I love you, baby. See you on the other side of midnight, and I'll be taking it handy. When the belly's in brandy, I'll sip a few shandy. When I'm washing down the wine, feeling frisky, hard Guinness and whiskey, knowing you'll be with me. A few beers down the line, where you go, I'll follow you.
Where you go,
and you know, I'll always be true.
Sure you know,
and if I fall, I'll fall for you. Come close and tight. Blows your hair, walking on the cold stairs. Nothing's ever felt this right.
So right.
You know I want to settle down. There's no one else I'd want around. But understand, I still need the odd night, and I'll be taking it handy.
On
the bellies and brandy,
I'll
sip a few shandy. When I'm washing down the wine, feeling frisky.
On
Guinness and whiskey,
knowing
you'll be with me. A few beers down the line, where you go, I'll follow you.
Where you go,
and you know, I'll always be true.
Sure you know.
And if I fall, I'll fall for you. I'm closing tight. Crazy. Sure you know I love you, baby. See you on the other side of midnight. Midnight. I'll be taking it handy.
On
the bellies and brandy. I'll sip with you shandy. When I'm washing down the wine, feeling frisky.
On
the Guinness and the whiskey. Knowing you'll be with me. A few beers down the line, where you go, I'll follow you.
Where you go,
and you know, I'll always be true.
Sure you know,
and if I fall, I'll fall for you. Come close and tight. Come close and tight. Oh.
Back next week. And I'll be talking to the Carlotown responders, so that would be great next week for all the first aid and how to help people in an emergency. So tune in next week. Coming up, Ryan McCombie, NYC Sessions.